Golf Smarter Premium number 543, published on June 7, 2016. 70% of all golfers are using the wrong ball. And we have the story of Soul Kicks.
This is Golf Smarter Premium. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Dominic.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
It's great to see you, man. It was good. Thank you for being one of the first people I got to meet and going, a friendly face.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You're at Bridgestone Golf. And Bridgestone is a lot of different products, balls, bags, clubs, the whole, right, gamut.
Yep.
I want to focus on balls in this conversation, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because you guys claim that 7 out of 10, if I get this right, 7 out of 10 golfers play the wrong golf ball.
Correct.
Please expand on that.
All right, so Bridgestone Golf, we're the number one ball fitter in golf. Essentially, we have a program that has 26 teams that go all across the United States and basically fit people for the right golf ball. And what I mean by that is we actually test whatever product you're playing. So it could be another manufacturer. We put you through our system and we actually test your ball speed, your launch angle, your backspin, your side spin. And we figure out exactly what element of the product is either helping or hurting your game. Okay, so maybe the compression's too hard. Maybe you don't need a urethane cover for spin around the greens. So essentially, we pinpoint...
Well, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but what would determine that?
The compression, really. So essentially, if you're not able to...
I mean, on the golfer side.
The golfer
like
side...
You shouldn't have a ball that spins so much.
Well, if you cannot swing fast enough to compress a ball, right, what happens is there's really only one place for that ball to go, mm-hmm. and that's to spin off the face, in turn create more backspin. And then what that's going to do is exaggerate or accentuate your miss. So a lot of the most popular balls on tour are really just too hard for amateur swing speeds. They're actually giving up distance, they're giving up accuracy because they're not fully compressing it. Now, on a robot, golf balls all compress the same.
Sure.
Because they're also being hit in the dead center of the club, okay, with a complete squared face, it's going to react. If you glance across it, that's changing the amount of energy that you actually put into the product or put into the back of the golf ball, okay? So what we've done through our research is we've actually found that 7 out of 10 golfers actually don't play the right product. Mm.
As much as we want to be the robot, our swings are so inconsistent, right?
Exactly. So we're not necessarily robots, and that's how we're able to achieve these results. So we've based these statistics off 300,000 fittings. We've gone across the country, and we have so many different types of swings. We have the scratch golfer. We have the guy that hits the high fade. We have the gal that swings the low draw. A full variety of shots to kind of go into and say, okay, Bridgestone Tire, you've given us access to your 900 engineers. Here's all this data that we need to fix or that we need to adjust. What do we create next for the consumer, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited because that gives us a true tool to use to help the average golfer. So that is in essence what ball fitting is.
So, you know, there's the most popular ball in golf, right? The big T. But aren't those designed more for tour players?
They're
high-end, they're Pro V1, the Pro V1X, whatever it is.
If you break down a construction of a product, it's not necessarily the label on the outside of the product. It's the compression. Mm-hmm. It's the number of pieces the product has. It's the type of cover material the product has. I don't necessarily look at product as a name brand or who plays it on tour. I look at it as, you know, similar to how you would look at an extra stiff shaft or a stiff shaft or a regular shaft, or it's product on how it's broken down into its core elements, right? So granted, you know, the T ball or whatever you called it.
you want to know my secret? I don't understand why they would call a ball provisional, right? It's like, why would you call that sounds for provisional.
I don't want
a ball that's going to be a provisional. I want a ball that I'm going to hit it straight. So why would you call it? Anyway.
But see, I'm with you. See, what I'm saying, though, is that basically the golf ball is just as much of a piece of equipment as the driver, as the iron, as the putter, right? So that equipment is geared on the same level that their extra stiff shafts are geared at, their 8.5 degree lofted drivers are geared at. It's tailored to their game. So why go and spend all the time to get fit for your irons, your driver, your wedges, right? And then just go ahead and just go to the shelf and pick out whatever's there.
I was at your website last night, and I love the line Paula Kramer had about you play 14 different golf clubs, but you play the same ball the entire game.
It's the only piece of equipment that's hopefully in play on every shot, right? It's not exactly. Out of bounds or anything, but
exactly.
Essentially it should fit just as much as anything else should fit in your bag.
Right.
It should be tailored to your game. So,
but now you have people who, way too many people will just walk into a store and buy some clubs off the shelf without swinging. It's like, oh, my buddy plays one, right? And we talked long ago on the podcast, we focused on the idea that if you borrow your buddy's club and you hit it and you like the way, buy that club from him, because they're so inconsistent from club to club that when you go to the store and buy one, you may not be hitting it the same way you did your buddy's club. But balls, on the other hand, people aren't getting fitted for. They should be fitted because they don't know which ball to play. They shouldn't be playing a ball that's like, because Spieth is playing it, you should be playing, or, you know, whoever.
And hey, I mean, your game might require a product that's geared towards Jordan Spieth's type of game. But you will never know until you actually go and get fit and see the differences and understand, you know, what is actually best for your game. It could be the fact that we're going to take you out of a tour line type ball and we're going to get you into something less expensive. It's better suited for your chipping style around the greens. Maybe you're not a high spin player around the greens. You want more of a bump and run type product. We have that product as well. So we have 9 different offerings that we can actually fit you into depending on all your different requirements, tee to green.
9 different offerings in golf balls.
Correct.
Can you give me a brief summary on your 9 different offerings?
Yeah. So we have the B330s. There's 4 B330 models. So 2 models are designed for swing speeds above 105. 2 models are designed for swing speeds below 105. And then within each model, you have a spin version. So whether you want distance or you want more spin, they both have urethane covers. But depending on whether you want more of a check and run or a check and stop product, or maybe a ball that's going to suck back a little more, spin back a little more, mm-hmm. they feature a 12% softer cover in the S model of that product. You can probably cut in a nice little grid of what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, sure,
of course. Go through it. and then you have the E series, which is more of a performance series. It's based more on trajectory. You have a model that's designed for higher flight, a 2-piece urethane model, very unique product. Really going to increase your carry distance. Not always the best option for players that have a lot of side spin off the driver, because mm-hmm. anytime you increase carry distance, you're increasing spin. And a player that has a lot of side spin, if you give them a product that has more spin, it's going to exaggerate left or right more.
And when we're being fitted for a ball, are we being fitted off of our driver or all clubs?
Driver is what we use for the fitting, because that is going to show us the biggest effect or your biggest miss.
Oh.
And it's also the club you're going to swing the fastest, and so we need to have a baseline shot. or a baseline of essentially where your swing speed is to try to key that in with your compression as well. I'm going to keep going here, but the
Please.
E6 model is really our horse. It's a 3-piece multi-layer ball.
Love that ball.
Awesome product. I think 28% of golfers that we fit through the ball fitting program actually fit into the E6 model. As you can see that, you know, it being a soft compression, it's really designed to alleviate backspin, side spin. You know, as you know, most golfers have too much backspin and they have a lot of side spin. So that ball has been really successful for us. And then we have the E7 model, which is really just designed for pure distance, all ball speed, just the maximum distance junkie type product there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some lower end product, more of a value product, the Fix ball, FIX ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Lady Precept as well.
Precept is
Bridgestone.
Oh, I did not know that.
So pre-2005, we were Precept. And then in 2005, we launched the Bridgestone brand, and then we kind of wrap the Precept model into the Bridgestone portfolio, if you will. So
if we wanted to go into our local retailer, big box or clubhouse, and there's a club fitter there, should we not have him fit us for golf balls? Or, I mean, is this a specifically trained?
Well, we have a proprietary system that we use that's designed exclusively for ball fitting. A lot of retailers can recommend golf balls, but our science is our methodology, and it's our, you know, we understand how it works and how we compare. I would recommend going to BridgestoneGolf.com, go on the fitting tab, find out where the closest event is going to be. Right now is the peak season of us and in our ball fitting program. So It's a great time to kind of dust those clubs off, go out, find what ball fits your game, and get out to the course and have some fun.
And the club fitting, is it a touring thing? Is it moving around? And how many of them do you have going at any given time?
Right now, regular season, we have 20 teams that are going across the country.
Wow.
So, and then in the Sun Belt season, we'll have teams in Southern California, Texas, Florida, kind of, you know, following the sun months, if you will, and keeping the ball fitting alive. So
Wow. So what's the latest thing that's come out, and why is it so exciting?
We have this new coating on our tour balls, the four models I was telling you about.
Yeah, the
B330s? The B330s. It's
a
self.
Do you happen to have something to show me?
I do. I have a cool little prop here to show you. Awesome. I want you to take these two golf balls and rub them together.
Huh?
And we're going to see your...
Is it genie going to pop out?
We'll see your reaction on camera here. So
wait, so I need to rub these together.
Do you feel how sticky that is?
Yeah. It's hard to rub them together.
So
yeah,
what it is, it's a it's
I
a
thought
coating.
It was a magnet at first.
It's like, no prop, no trick. These are right out of the sleeve. Essentially, it's a self-repairing cover. Okay, it's a coating that goes over the top of the golf ball. It's called slip res. Okay, and essentially what it's doing is when you hit the ball with the driver, the ball is actually going to be stabilized or held in place. So what that's going to do is it's going to allow the ball to compress a little bit longer.
Right.
Okay, when you compress the ball longer or better, you're not going to have as much backspin. You're not going to have as much side spin.
Right. I was going to say, does that create less spin by sticking
Especially with the driver, because it's more of a sweeping shot.
Right.
Now, when you get into the wedges and the irons, because of the descending blow of the angle of attack, you're actually creating more friction. You're going to get more spin. So less spin off the driver, more spin off the irons, and then it has the cool feature of that it's actually self-healing and self-repairing, because it's that pliable, malleable surface that repairs itself.
And stickiness. And does this, somebody gave me a box of balls at the holiday, and I said, well, thank you. I really appreciate this. It's just weird getting a gift that you know I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
Right? but sometimes you might be able to get three or four rounds out of a ball.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's possible, but you can. The key is never think, wow, I haven't lost a ball yet today. Because that's a kiss of death.
The next hole, you're losing that ball.
Next shot. Forget about it.
It's gone.
Don't even think about it. It's one thing to say it out loud, but don't even think about it. But and this stuff has that stickiness to it the entire time.
It's a really incredible process.
That's amazing.
It took 4 years to actually perfect applying that coating to the golf ball. Here's one other example of it. Here's a traditional coating that we've used in the past. This is the new coating. If you want to scratch the traditional, you'll see how easily it scuffs.
Okay, let's see if we can do this in the camera here.
I can take the golf balls if you want.
Okay, thank you. All right, so this is the traditional one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, traditional coating. I'm doing it with a little brush here. Okay. Makes a lot of noise, and it's the coating is all scratched up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let me do it here. Wait.
Watch closely.
Even without my glasses, I can see it's not scratching at all.
Well, it does.
And it's sticky, too.
It disappears.
And it disappears. Oh.
Watch. If you watch really closely, it actually disappears. Now, if you sat there for 5 minutes rubbing the same spot, it would wear down. But.
Wow. So that's very interesting.
That's the cool performance.
That's very
benefit.
Cool.
So.
Thank you for bringing props.
You're welcome. No problem.
Props to you.
Props to me.
Props to you. Very cool. You want to talk about any of the other products that are not golf ball related that are Bridgestone for a moment?
No, I think we covered the hot topics. You know, our ball fitting program is obviously our main differentiator, our biggest point of.
You have a lot of players that are in your stable of users, right? I mean, on the tour.
Yeah. Matt Kuchar, Brant Snedeker, Hudson Swafford, Paula Kramer, Stacey Lewis, Fred Couples. We just signed a great rising star, Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, yeah.
He tested all the products in the field, and he basically said, Bridgestone has the best product, and I want to play that.
So how does that work for you guys? I mean, you approach them, they approach you. How does...
Well, Bryson's unique in terms... Well, he's unique in terms of how he approaches his decision-making, I think. He's more analytical. He actually took all the golf balls in the industry and he tests them. He tests them with the old Epsom salt test to find out where the balance point is.
Mm-hmm.
He tested our product and he said it was the best. A lot of people don't understand this, but we actually hand inspect every single golf ball that leaves our plant. We don't do a mass test or test 5 and all 100 are good kind of thing. We actually hand inspect every single golf ball.
And what impact does that have on the price of the golf ball?
It doesn't have an impact on that. It just, we actually have a way of, if we do find any defects, instead of selling them as X out or seconds, we actually have a very precise recycling process, sustainability process that we have, that we take that product and we filter it back into the actual manufacturing process. So it doesn't affect the actual cost of the ball because we're sustainable. We're recycling the product. It's not considered waste because it goes back into the...
Isn't Bryce DeChambeau the guy that plays the one length on all his clubs?
He is.
Single length clubs?
Yeah. He's got a very interesting story. So for those that don't know Bryson, I strongly recommend going and looking up Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau, uh-huh. Correct, yeah.
So he's just come along. So he came to you and said, I want to play these balls. I've tested them out scientifically for my own way. I mean, clearly he's got this mind that doesn't see golf the way most people do if he's playing with one length irons.
Yeah, he has his own philosophy, which is great, his own approach. But
he's succeeding with it, which is awesome.
He's a great guy, and he's doing a great job out there. So we're really proud to have him on the team, obviously. Anyhow.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time. Yeah. I hope we can spend some more time during this weekend or this week. And I want to see your product in action.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, anytime.
Not sure if you caught that or not, but that was Dominic Selfa, who's recently been promoted to the golf club side of Bridgestone after working his way up from the bottom of the company. His last function was as director of licensed products. Now I'd like to introduce you to Terry McEwen of Soul Kicks. Whether or not you're interested in their product line is completely understandable. They're not for everyone. But Terry shares a fascinating story of how he finally found a way to help his son Mason find a direction and mission in life after the young man at 19 was homeless, living in a makeshift tent on the top of a skyscraper in San Francisco. With Father's Day coming, it's a beautiful story of love and success.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Terry.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
It's good to be here, too. Tell me about Soul Kicks.
Okay.
First, let me, when I say it, I got to spell it. One word, Soulkix.
That's right.
Soul Kicks.
Yes.
Tell me about Soul Kicks. You brought some samples, too.
Well, Soul Kicks is a company that my son and I first started, and it is to express the soul through your footwear. And so we custom print on shoes anything that anybody wants. And in the golf world, we custom print many different things. We have generic golf shoes, which I can show. There's here's one, and here's
let me hold these up over here.
Okay.
These are the generic golf ones.
Another one just that this shows that what everybody believes in, that golf rocks. Whoops.
Okay, being a little clumsy here. But let me hold these up here. Golf rocks. How cool are these? Silly cool, but fun cool.
And then the other thing is we can do it we can customize them for your club or your resort. So those are an example of Pebble Beach Club shoes.
Right.
But we've done them for a number of golf courses where we've done it for their employees.
And you can even customize them for Golf Smarter Feet.
Exactly.
Check this image out. They showed this to me before we started the interview.
And also you can sell them in your gift shops.
Right.
In your pro shops.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been on the market with these?
The company started in business in October.
Okay.
So we're relatively new company.
2015.
So we're a relatively new company. We're basically the only company who's really doing what we're doing in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So being first to market is always good.
Yes.
How's business been? Because what really is exciting is when you have competition. I know that you don't want it too soon, but competition means that there's a demand for your product.
Right. Well, and we've seen that there is a tremendous demand because everywhere we go, people love the product, and everyone's saying, "Why didn't we think of that? Or why didn't it come up? Why didn't we have this before?" And so it is kind of nice to be first to market. But your question of our business has really taken off. We were invited to the Oscars, the Academy Awards, and we gave out shoes to 200 celebrities. When they started posting and wearing the shoes, then it really took off. And then LA Fashion Magazine did a story on us, and from there it's continued to grow fast.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just to get that kind of exposure, that's all you need. I mean, that's what the golf world is always struggling to find, is can we get one person to endorse us that will be noticed you know, that's famous because that's how products sell.
And the other thing in the golf world we're doing is Steve Young is a friend of mine, and we are sponsoring his charity, Forever Young Foundation, mm-hmm. golf tournaments, and he has
Steve Young who played football for the
49ers. The football player and announcer, and so we're sponsoring the three golf tournaments that he has. And now we have our shoes on about 500 celebrities and about 50 professional athletes and several professional golfers.
Great. So are they just the one style of shoe?
Yes, they're canvas slip-ons. Mm-hmm. We have them in three different colors, and then we print whatever people want on the shoes.
I think they're great for the pre and post round of golf, right?
Yes.
Because you don't want to wear your golf shoes to the golf course necessarily, although with the soft spikes now you can wear your shoes anywhere. But you know, you want something to change out of after you finish a round of golf, especially if you're walking. Even if you're not, putting your feet through a lot of work. So these are kind of perfect for that.
Yeah, these replace the sandals or slippers or whatever people normally wear, and they're very comfortable, very easy to get in and out of. It's not something you play golf in, but it is something you wear to and from the course.
But your product is not the manufacturing of shoes; it's the design that goes on the shoe.
Yes, I mean we did design these shoes, and we have them made specially for us. It's in our own brand. But what sets us apart from every, and it is a high quality shoe. It's a vulcanized shoe. It's not glued together. It doesn't fall apart. It's the highest quality canvas slip-on shoe you'll find. But what sets us apart from everybody else is the custom printing.
How did you guys come up with this idea? This is my favorite part of all these stories. My answer is always in a very hot shower.
Yeah.
Is how I come up with these ideas. It's like, I don't know where they come from all of a sudden.
A long story, I'll try to make it short.
We got 3 minutes.
Okay. One of my sons, when he finished high school in Southern California, he basically ran away and was living on top of a skyscraper in San Francisco in a makeshift tent, and he was supporting himself by finding wood in dumpsters and doing art on it and selling it on the street. And then he went back to Southern California. He was a skater and a surfer, and he started... He was sponsored by a company, and they gave him shoes, and he started drawing on the shoes, and people loved him, and so he started selling them. And then he became an actor, and actor is kind of an on and off business. And so I said, let's figure out if there's a way to scale this by printing shoes. There isn't a machine that prints on shoes, so we had to engineer a process, and that's how we came up with this idea.
Amazing. And how's your son doing?
He's doing great. His acting career has really taken off. And he's,
oh, really?
Yeah.
The guy who is living on a tent on a skyscraper in San Francisco?
Yeah, he's been the lead in several movies, and he's really his acting career has taken off. But he still is our head of our graphic arts department. We have other graphic artists, but he's the head of our department.
Uh-huh.
And another thing about what we do, which is kind of we believe strongly in, is for every shoe that we sell, we give away a pair of shoes to somebody poor in a third world country.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, to have a social mission as well is really good.
Right.
And I'm sure he was a big proponent of that as well.
Yes.
That's amazing. Okay, so I know I'd get in a lot of trouble if I don't ask. Lead in multiple movies?
Independent movies.
Okay. Would we recognize his name? Would you like to share it, or can you?
Well, his name is Mason McEwen, but in his acting career, he has a stage name, and he goes by Mason D. Davis.
Mason D. Davis.
Yes.
D. Davis.
But his first big Hollywood movie, he just finished starring Jeremy Renner, and he's in that one.
Proud Papa.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, I just had Dallin in here from the Heber Valley Chamber of Commerce who spoke on our topic yesterday of appealing to millennials. And one of my comments to him, and it seems to hold true here, is that, you know, millennials seem to create based on what they need.
Uh-huh.
And our peers, our generation, we seem to create based on where we see holes in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Where we think there may be a need. Where the millennials are like, no, I'm doing this because I want to, and it'll make my life easier.
Right.
And here your son just started drawing on shoes, and it just kind of grew out of something, but it took you saying, there's a hole in the marketplace, we could do this.
Yeah, and initially we thought this was going to be a millennial product, and it's turned out it's for everybody. We have people in their 80s buying them. It's all over the
board.
Because
we all want to be young.
And we all want...
And it's a way to make a statement that you are.
And yeah, we call it express the soul. You know, you're expressing your soul through your footwear, and everybody of all ages wants to be unique and different.
So if somebody wants to have a pair of shoes specifically designed with their anything from their grandchildren to their own product to, you know, if they just wanted to have a pair, is that possible, or do you have to buy it in bulk?
A minimum order is one.
Really?
One
okay.
pair.
Okay.
So.
Ooh. Okay. So, and it's and it is as big as you can get.
Yeah, right.
And what is the price point of one pair?
It ranges from $59 to $79 for one pair, and then there's price breaks with quantities.
Of course. And when do those breaks begin?
At 10 of the same design, and then another break at 100 of the same design.
Okay. Awesome. Do we want to give away a pair of Golf Smarter Soul Kicks?
I think you do.
I think we do. I think we'd love to do that. Well, you know what? We're going to have to have a conversation with Seth, who gave us the picture of the shoes, and see what we can put together. Maybe we'll put something together and we'll give away some Golf Smarter Soul Kicks to wear to the golf course.
That'd be great.
Oh, thanks.
And
please let me.
Soulkicks.com is where...
You beat me to it. I was going to ask
okay.
you, where can we find you?
We do have a small retail store in Utah, but our main business is the internet, and Soulkicks.com is how to get to us.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm really glad I got to meet you. I was looking forward. I was very excited that you were on my list for this morning because I was going to make a point of wanting to talk to you.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you of our very short survey asking if you'd like to participate in a Golf Smarter adventure in the fall of 2017. Starting to think about putting a trip together, but want to know if you'd like to join us. It's a featured item on our website, so please just go ahead, couple questions, fill it out, let me know. We're keeping a database and trying to put that one together, and would love to be with you. Please follow us at Golf Smarter on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. There's so many different ones now, but the ones that you use, just at Golf Smarter, okay? And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, use hashtag Golf Smarter in your social media posts so that we can all be part of that conversation, or just click on that Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.